What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, super pumped to bring you an episode where we get to highlight another amazing AI image generator, another one to add to the list of the several that we have in our toolbox now. In fact, I think we'll do a little rundown at the end of the show of all the image generators that we've highlighted so far on the AI Marketing Navigator and give you a little comparison of each as well. But for today's show, I wanted to talk about what happened earlier this week. A new mystery AI image model titled Red Panda soared to the top of the Artificial Analysis Leaderboard, which is basically a leaderboard for image generation models, kind of a benchmark. And so earlier this week, a mystery model that was titled Red Panda pops up. And I think the day after I went to research it or talk about it on the episode, I looked at the leaderboard again, and there was no model at the top called Red Panda. There was one called Recraft. So I figured, well, I wonder if Recraft is, in fact, the mysterious Red Panda, and it turns out that it was. So we have this new model called Recraft V3 that's been introduced from a London-based company, and I'll share the X thread where they announced the model and go through some of the features. But we have another model to add to our list. And again, for my own benefit, I thought I would put together kind of a list of all the options we have as far as image gen models, and we'll do a little bit of a comparison. So like I said, stay tuned for that at the end of the episode. Although I do have to say, as far as comparisons go, this one looks incredibly impressive from the things that have been shared so far in the gallery and on Twitter and from the feature list. It looks very strong. So here's a little bit of a synopsis of the X thread. If there's anybody watching along on video, I'll go ahead and just share my screen and go through the thread with you. Again, a couple big differentiators, actually, I think, for Recraft. One is the text accuracy, the text generation without limits, as they say, according to the post in the thread here. It says here that Recraft V3 is the only model in the world that can generate images with long texts as opposed to just one or two words. Even the models that have been touted as being text accurate and that we've talked about on the show, like Ideogram and others, still do struggle with large amount of text and can misspell some short words and inputs and need several tries sometimes. And the second big differentiator here is all of the features that are built for graphic design. And we just talked about the new like edit features that are being added into tools like Ideogram, the Ideogram Canvas, and other tools like Midjourney that allow for post manipulation of the generated image, post editing work that is so necessary in a professional design environment. They show another example here of what they call precise style control. And the post reads, Recraft V3 accepts style as input to the model and it does not require retraining to capture its details. And we've talked about how difficult it is to maintain consistency if you find a style or an image that you like and then applying that style to multiple generations and how important that is, but also how difficult it is in the existing models. Well, here, if you're watching along a video, you can see an example of this precise style control. They have this nice purple color palette throughout a variety of different images. So that one's a big one for sure. And this one is also huge here. It says, they claim anyway, that this is the first API with vector art support. So their API is going to offer the ability to export SVG files, scalable vector graphics. For anyone who doesn't know exactly what an SVG is, it's essentially an image that you're going to be able to resize and scale without losing any quality. They're often used for things like icons and logos, but a huge, huge design-friendly feature to allow for SVGs to be exported. So definitely a model to have your eyes on, guys. They also mention here that it is available now for both free and paid users. Let's go hop over to the pricing, actually. Okay, and here now, if you're watching along on video, I've just pulled up the pricing screen. Oh, I better switch to that tab, though. There you go. So we're looking at the pricing screen now. They do have a free version, which is what we're going to check out in a little bit here. They have a $10 a month basic version, $27 a month advanced version, and $48 a month pro version. And those are all if you're paying annually. You get different prices if you just want to go monthly, $12 per month for basic, $33 for advanced, and $60 for pro. Definitely check out the link in the show notes to compare and contrast all the different features here. If you're going to use it for creative projects, which I imagine you would be, you're going to at least want to get a basic plan. That's what's going to allow the full ownership and commercial rights to any generation according to the tiers here. Although, as always, I would practice caution. Who knows if, you know, we'll be seeing a lawsuit against ReCraft in a week or two here. I'm not entirely sure how their model was trained. I'm sure they have some information on that as well, but always exercise caution if you're going to use these professionally or in your published assets. Apparently also, according to their website, which I do really like, by the way, definitely check out the website too, linked in the show notes. But according to the website, they also have a Canvas feature, and that Canvas feature is going to allow for collaboration in this AI design environment, which I think is pretty amazing as well. Okay, so before we hop into a demo of the ReCraft tool, I just want to do that quick list of AI image generators that we've gone through on the show before, all the options that we have out there, because if you are like me, you feel somewhat overwhelmed trying to keep up with all the latest tools and latest tricks and AI optimizations. So as far as image generators go, this episode can be your quick reference to do a little comparison at their costs and strengths and weaknesses and things like that. So let's start with some of the most popular and highly performing models prior to this ReCraft upset on the leaderboard, that is. One was Flux 1.1, the Flux model, which was the highest scoring model. And we have demoed that on the show as well. It's known for its extremely fast generation times, features strong image structure and backgrounds, things like that. Current pricing is one of the lowest or lower tiered pricing out there at $40 or $50, depending per 1,000 image generations. Following on the leaderboard, Flux was Ideogram, which we also did an episode on, and it was kind of the leader in realistic text visualization and incorporating text in your images. Also, before this ReCraft upset, and it kind of exploded onto the scene, much like many other tools have on the AI landscape, it kind of came out of nowhere, ReCraft that is. But Ideogram had a mid-range generation time longer than Flux, about 20 seconds on average. A bit higher price. It's about $80 per 1,000 images. And then next we have Midjourney, which is definitely one of the more popular models, stronger models, because it's just been around for longer than so many. It's a very early player in the game. It's gone through the days of being a Discord server, gone through the early days where it was just a Discord server, essentially, and was very difficult to kind of get the hang of. And now finally it has its own web interface. But again, it has gotten surpassed in performance anyway by Flux and Ideogram, and now ReCraft on the leaderboards. Here. And you're looking at about $80 per 1,000 images there as well. Longer generation times in Midjourney also, 60 to 70 seconds on average. And then, of course, you also have DALL-E 3. And then, of course, you also have DALL-E 3. So we have Flux, Ideogram, Midjourney, ReCraft, DALL-E 3. DALL-E 3, which is OpenAI's image generation model, scoring a bit lower than the competitors, but again, being an OpenAI product, always worth keeping an eye on, and it's going to be mentioned at the top of the leaderboard, and it's always going to be competitive to some degree anyway. So right now, if you're looking for text generation, definitely go with ReCraft. It's going to be the most effective and most advanced at this point. I think judging by some of the features and the early adopters of the tool, it's also going to be the best choice right now for designers. Typically for more artistic or design-related projects, something like Flux or a more robust tool like Midjourney would probably have been a good bet. But now, Ideogram and ReCraft, I think, are definitely the go-to for your design work, given the text generation, for one. In ReCraft, again, I think that's going to be the leader there. But Ideogram also, because they had that Canvas feature that we talked about in a couple episodes ago, where, again, they have really incorporated some nice design functionality into the tool. So I think those two are probably the strongest, but by the looks of it, ReCraft is going to be the leader here for sure. Some other honorable mentions that we should talk about are Leonardo.ai, which has been now acquired by Canva, but is still the AI image generator within the Canva environment. You have Adobe's product, Adobe Firefly, which generates images that are legally safe to use, so definitely worth taking a look at there. You have Google's Imagen as well, which is probably most unique in its restrictions and strict content policies, but still definitely a model worth checking out. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and check out the ReCraft tool now, just really briefly, so you can get a look at it. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again. Okay, Now you are looking at the canvas, the interface for Recraft here. If you have worked in design tools before, it's very similar to a lot of design tools out there that you can drag the canvas and you can zoom in on the different elements. They give you a little how-to, which is awesome. They tell you how you can generate photorealistic images. You can add color palettes. You can modify certain areas, so do in-painting and out-painting, as well as upscaling. So all very common features that we've demoed on other tools and are going to be needed in these AI generation tools. But I really like also how they have these videos or learning, the how-to learning on the side, how to remove a background, how to create a set, upscale an image. And they really have quite a few in the community tutorials as well, how to remix styles, how to use mock-up features. And these mock-up features look really cool, you guys. You can mock up your designs and logos on different products, like clothing, or they have an example here at the top of the page where they mock up a coffee product, a bag of coffee beans. So again, definitely check out the tool. This is just a free one that you can tinker around with here. Again, I really love everything that they have as far as the look and the feel, but also if you hover over the little options in the upper left-hand corner here, you get a little demo video of what each of them do. So that's where they show you the mock-up of the coffee beans. But they show you the what you can do with frames as well with text. So you can combine images and text. And I think that's what we're going to try and do here in a second. So tons to talk about, but I really do like the tool a lot. And I've only spent about 30, 45 minutes in it or so. So let's go ahead and just generate. We're generating our image right now. And it's given us this image generation space here on our canvas. Pretty similar as far as settings and what you can do with the generator, that you have all the different styles here that you can apply to the image, which we've seen before. You have the ratio, the aspect ratio that you want your image to be in, which is a really nice feature to have. You have the ability to exclude certain aspects from your image. You can mess with the color palette as well. So a ton of different options that we're likely pretty familiar with if you've spent any time in these AI image gen tools. They have the amount of images and the visibility of public or private, but again, we're just messing around in the free one. So we're stuck at two images, and obviously the visibility is going to be public. But then you have an option to Halloweenize here, which is pretty amazing. So we're going to have to see what the Halloweenize does to our image as well. Love the seasonal feature. For sure. Okay, so let's go ahead and start playing around with the tool a little bit. Let's just generate an image, and we'll do a rectangular image. And again, as far as the image generation options here, it shouldn't be anything too unfamiliar to anybody who has messed around with these tools very much. We have an option to exclude things from our image. This little color palette icon here allows us to choose a color palette, obviously. And then we have the area for our prompt. You can select an aspect ratio. They do have a little Halloweenize option here, which I like. I love the seasonal feature to Halloweenize your picture. We'll have to probably see what that looks like. Anyway, they give us the prompt, cute red panda here. So let's just roll with the red panda thing. We'll do a red panda in a space suit or something like that. Whenever we do generations, I always like go with our little digital space navigator theme. So we'll just keep that going. So let's go ahead and recraft, which is their generate button here. Gotta love that. And see what happens here. And it gives you a little countdown. So that's nice. We got a 15-second generation here. We can upgrade for speed, but again, we're just tinkering around with the free version right now. So you'll have to listen to me talk for about 5 more seconds here while it generates our cute little space panda. Oh, and there it is. We have our panda. I do like it, actually. They're pretty high quality. They're a little funky looking in the textures, and the ear is sticking out of the helmet a little bit and stuff like that. But as far as generation and quality generation for this quick little prompt, you get the idea. And you'll have to mess up with, as you know, probably you'll have to mess with these tools a little bit to kind of get the hang of them and get the generations that will work for you. But I just want to tinker around with it a little bit for you guys. Now we can fine tune this here if we want. So we can start doing things like that. You can variate the size, which is cool. So if you have an image you like, you can continue to work on it with the fine tune, or you can resize it with the variate. But we're going to try to add a little bit of text to our image now. Let's go ahead and create a frame now and try and throw some text in there. They should kind of show you how it's done with the demo. So we'll go ahead and create a new frame. Let's do the size that they demoed by the looks of it, and let's throw some text in there. We'll type out pandas, or I should say red pandas for digital pop. Okay, so we have our text now, and we'll just navigate, move that in here, and we'll move our image into our frame also. Resize that a little bit so we can get our full image in there. Good enough for our testing purposes anyway. Okay, let's see what it does here for our the combination of our space panda and red pandas for digital pop. What you do is you can select your frame, and then it says recraft frame here. So I'll go ahead and select that, and it's going to generate this regenerated frame next to it here. I'll skip ahead for anybody who is watching along on video, so you don't have to sit here and wait with me. Stand by for our regenerated, recrafted frame here. Okay, and there you have it. Nothing too special or spectacular right out of the gate, but again, for starting from scratch, we now have our cool little space panda with red pandas for digital pop written over it. Let's try a couple more things just while we're tinkering around. Again, let's try this mock-up feature. So let's do a new mock-up, and we can do like a product photo. So why don't we do, let's see what our red panda, our space panda would look like on a t-shirt for digital pop. That's the demo they give us here is a white t-shirt. So let's just do a white t-shirt. And again, we'll have to wait 15 or so seconds. Okay, so they gave us our little t-shirt here. It looks like we can generate an image directly on it. But I think what I'm going to do is just click and drag our panda over here onto the t-shirt. There we go, just like that. So you can get the idea here. I'll have to mess around with it a little bit. I kind of like how it actually like goes across the shirt diagonally like that with our panda. But you can literally just click and drag an image onto a mocked up item here, which is pretty cool. All right, anyway, before I get lost in the different options here and go way too long on our episode and ramble any more than I already have, I'm going to call that quits. Definitely check out the free tool. Mess around with it yourself, guys. Share your images with me that you generate. I'm definitely curious to see what you guys think of Recraft. Again, I think it's going to be the favorite and the leader here for who knows how long. I would say for a little while, but I'm sure at least for now anyway, I'm sure that either tomorrow or the next day, who knows? Right around the corner is probably going to be another new model that blows this one out of the water. That's the joy of working with these AI tools. All right, thanks for bearing with me, guys. I know I started going a little wild and off the rails there during the demo. It's been a long, long week here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So appreciate you guys bearing with me. But that should do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.